first revolution was about mechanization through water and steam power, when manufacturing moved from manpower to machine power. The second industrial revolution was brought about by electricity, which enabled mass production. The third industrial revolution was with the advent of electronics and IT to automate production. Big, large-frame computers were introduced here. The fourth industrial revolution was characterized by the level of automation where machines can largely govern themselves using technology like Internet of Things and big data. And now, visionaries are already talking about Industry 5.0, or the fifth industrial revolution. Why is Industry 5.0 the future and an emerging trend to watch? In this episode of Tech at Work, we decode Industry 5.0 tomorrow. We're in conversation with Basant Shroff, the partner at Ernst & Young, and I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar from CNBC TV 18. Basant, less than a decade has passed since the talk of Industry 4.0 has surfaced. And here we are talking about Industry 5.0. We are forecasting the next revolution. What exactly is 5.0 and how is it different from 4.0?
Let me just get back to 4.0 first and then in contrast with what changes in 5.0 in some sense. So what happened in 4.0 was the manufacturing industry in particular started to shift itself, adopt digital digitization, and we saw an advent of automated manufacturing. What it meant was the human element was being taken away from the entire manufacturing process. We had assembly lines which were completely integrated, run by robots, powered by Internet of Things, and people were able to watch what was happening. What 5.0 is aiming to do is to bring that human element back. Maybe not back at the shop floor in terms of assisting production, but in terms of trying to do things differently for the humans who are consumers of the output of the industry or manufacturing. If I look at what we talked about in Industry 4.0 was around how do you mass produce at a customized level. At Industry 5.0, we're talking about how do we produce for masses, but they're all personalized. I think mass personalization is going to become an increasingly interesting trend to watch out for in Industry 5.0.
So you're saying 5.0 brings the human mind and touch back into the manufacturing facility. So what will be the role of man then? And how is it different from what he did in the fourth industrial revolution?
So if I look at the fourth industrial revolution, the power of the human brain was used to say, how do we connect the systems? How do we design robots to make the production line automated? How do we get the power of data to make it precise and so on and so forth? In the Industry 5.0, it's actually not the fifth industrial revolution yet. Industry 5.0, I think the human touch is to bring the personalization factor. Let's take an example. In 4.0, you would produce custom clothes for a number of people. In 5.0, now organizations are talking about personalized custom clothes produced at a mass. And if I look at this example, what is changing and how is it changing? I think the use of 3D printing, for example, is changing that. So you are already producing mass at customization. So for example, I could order a suit with whatever cut I wanted. It will still be produced in a factory, not like factory with a designer. Now I'm saying, well, I want this suit, but I want a bit change here, a flower there, or another print there. They're not able to do that in the same mass production machines, but add the touch which I want, which is the human touch. And they're integrating the production lines with the humans in the entire ordering process. And then there are people like the designers who would come in and say, well, you asked for it. This doesn't look right, which wasn't there in Industry 4.0. Mass customization, you had put to a size, produced it, and off it went. In 5.0, there will be that human element, human touch for it. If I turn to another industry, let's say automobile. In 4.0, automobiles were being mass assembled. They were customized to the extent that you could choose what parts and how you wanted the interiors, what colors, and so on and so forth, but still they were mass-produced. In 5.0, there can be further customization.
So what could be the further customization or personalization possible in 5.0?
So from a personalization perspective, in an automobile, for example, I could look at and say how I want my seat, what adjustments I want, what adjustments I don't want. In mass customization, you had the standard. You could up and down your seat, but here you can say this is what the fixed length or fixed height of the seat I want, and that's about it. But that is mass personalized. Or I want a particular color with some strips here and strips there, and things like those. Or I would say, well, I want a seat in a particular manner, in a particular design, in a particular leather, which was not the case in 4.0 or mass customization.
So personalization took place outside the factory in 4.0, and here personalization will be within the factory.
Absolutely.
So that is the key difference. Okay. So the technology which was at the center stage in Industry 4.0 would be Internet of Things, because we are talking about connected machines at the end of the day, big data, artificial intelligence. What will be the technology which will drive Industry 5.0? Will it be 3D printing?
So I would say 3D printing is one of the technology that comes into the play and helps in the entire scheme of things. But I think the things like augmented reality, things like blockchain, things like artificial intelligence, machine learning, are the emerging technologies or disruptive technologies that will aid Industry 5.0. Take another example of Industry 5.0, which was not there in Industry 4.0. Primarily because Industry 4.0 first focused on the manufacturing sector, is, for example, a property dealer, and they want one of their customers to view a property. In 5.0, they're already talking about saying how can you view that property, not being on the property, but still getting it feels like you're there in that property through augmented and virtual reality, and you might be anywhere in the world at that point in time.
So Industry 4.0 was limited to the manufacturing sector, while Industry 5.0 will not be. It will also be using augmented reality. So the biggest benefit of Industry 5.0 will be personalization. Are there any other tangible benefits or use cases?
So I think from a use cases perspective, we are still discovering that, as you would know, that it's about like 2-3 years that the 5.0 as a term is coined, has been coined and it's been worked. I think from a use case perspective, we'll see a lot of virtualization of experience. So when I'm talking about virtualization, I'm not talking about virtualization of computing, which we've already seen and pretty much everyone uses it, but it's about virtualization of the experience, which is where that will come. This will be another trend that you will see. From a challenge perspective, as we start to use more and more of technology, more and more of data is being produced, the challenges around what risks they bring to the table. How do they impact the performance, overall performance of the processes that we're talking about? Or how do we make sure that the customers get the right experience? And obviously the ever or omnipresent cyber threats come into play.
So in Industry 4.0 fueled a concept called lights out manufacturing, where the machines govern themselves, you're completely automated, and they require no human assistance. So that still stays. The human element or the human oversight does not come in at the factory level, but outside.
Yes, that's true, because I think we're not going to rewind ourselves and go back to saying bring the humans back onto the factory line, and then the lights out production can suddenly become lights in and where you have.
Since we are talking about man-machine collaboration, will the man be setting the rules of technology in Industry 5.0? What will be the level of human oversight? So for instance, in an autonomous vehicle, the classic trolley problem. In the event of a collision, should one life be lost to save five? Is Industry 5.0 going to solve that question for us?
Let me first answer the first question first, and then I'll come to the trolley problem, because that's an interesting debate that's happening on the internet. But on the first question, I think the machine's going to govern themselves by themselves. I don't think humans going to get into that. Humans will probably have a lot more data to predict issues, predict problems, and that's the role human will play. The human will play the other role about personalization. So I think because as computers or algorithms get better, probably some of the personalization aspects can be picked up by machines. But I think the first wave will be humans will be involved in that personalization, and that's where the human touch comes in. Coming to the trolley problem, I think this is a case in ethics. Because if I look at autonomous cars, there's a classic debate of saying, well, when somebody's crossing a road and you know that you will hit, or the computer, the algorithm knows that you will hit the person because they have estimated the person is walking at X miles an hour speed and the car is going at Y miles an hour speed and there's a collision possible, I think there is a debate which says that the algorithm should help the end or the pedestrian to be saved rather than the people inside the car because they have far more safety mechanisms to help them. Whereas the buyers of the car saying, well, I paid for the car, I'm paying a bomb, and you can't be designing an algorithm which kills me. And what's the point of me using that algorithm or that car or that algorithm? I think that's a classic debate of commerce and ethics. In my personal opinion, if I look at, has this dilemma been there? I think all the time. And more so in some of the emerging economies where the road infrastructure is the way it is, right? I'm just extending this example to present day India. There are people who take decisions and sometimes the decisions get off because somebody gets hurt, either inside or outside. I think we'll have to take it by the stride and say the algorithm is going to be a human extension of what happens on the road.
So Indian workers, just shifting focus again now, Indian workers will need to be skilled to provide these value-added services. What are the skills that we're talking about?
So, see, the skills will no longer be about operating machines. The skills now will be about how do we design machines, design the content that will go into the machine. And as we move to the new era, the critical component of everything from what humans will provide is the content, the ability to do things or ability or kind of making the machines do things.
And that there is already machine learning and machines are learning by themselves and getting smarter.
They are, no doubt about it, and which is where I think we'll reinvent ourselves. Mind you, computers did not do AI and machine learning. It was we helped the computers to do that. And it's us who decided, who got the computers to learn by themselves by designing those algorithms. I'm sure we will do things which will make not make us redundant, but we'll upskill ourselves and saying some things can be done by the computers, let them do it, but we will still be the masters of it.
Okay, just one final question then. Industry 4.0 was coined in 2011, which means it's been 8 years since that word was first brought to the dictionary. Has that been adopted already by the industry? And is 5.0 going to be only a buzzword for now?
So if you look at from an adoption standpoint, there are different industry types having different levels of adoption. And when it comes to India, given the workforce that we have, the drivers or incentive to adopt is very different. So I wouldn't say India is fully adopted 4.0. There are still a lot of things which can be automated at the shop floor, for example. Coming to 5.0, I don't think it's going to be just a buzzword. We talked about IoT and we said IoT was a buzzword, but well, IoT was coined in 1999. Yeah, but we see a lot more usage of IoT. We see IoT has now come into our own lives all the time. So whether it's wearables, whether it's smart assistants, and so on and so forth, like IoT combined with machine learning and artificial intelligence. So in my opinion, 5.0 is here to stay. It will force itself in, find its way, and there will be a cycle of adoption till we get to say that, well, it's been adopted fully.
Thanks, Basant, for your time. So lots of interesting insights coming in on the future of Industry 5.0, the man-machine collaboration, bringing the human hand and machine back in the industrial process. Thanks again for watching Tech at Work. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Do remember to subscribe to our podcast. They're available on Apple, Google. They're available on Audioboom, Radiohead, Spotify. You can also watch the video on YouTube and send me your feedback on my Twitter handle, Reema Tendulkar.